Shenyang's Sunday Toronto show canceled due to fake bomb threat. Organizers say China is behind it. Toronto, the local organizers of Shenyang Performing Arts, say they are heartbroken that their March 29th performance in Toronto was canceled due to a bogus bomb threat, which they say follows a trend of the Chinese regime targeting the show to deter people from seeing it. Shenyang, which showcases China's traditional culture before it was suppressed by decades of communist rule, was founded in 2006 by leading classical Chinese artists in New York, where they enjoy artistic freedom, away from repression by the Chinese Communist Party. However, the organizers say the show has been a target of transnational subversion by the CCP for years. Most recently, the show's local organizers said Prime Minister Mark Carney was among six world leaders who received threats warning that they could face harm, including from bombs, if Shenyang was allowed to perform in their countries. Shenyang, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, began the Canadian leg of its global tour in March with performances in Hamilton, Mississauga, and Kitchener, and had its opening two shows at Toronto's Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts on March 28th. The company was set to perform another nearly sold-out show on Sunday, March 29th, before the theatre cancelled the performance due to the bomb threat. Toronto police say they responded to the bomb threat shortly after 1 p.m. and determined that the threat was unfounded. Officers attended, and based on the investigation, this threat appears to be unfounded, Toronto police spokesperson Stephanie Maselli told the Epoch Times in an email. The investigation is ongoing at this time. Joel Chipker, a spokesperson with the Fallen Dafa Association of Toronto, the local organizer inviting Shenyang to the city, said the presenters were very saddened by the cancellation. "It broke my heart to see so many disappointed that they would not see Shenyang, a beautiful performance that truly reflects the values we all cherish," Chipker told the Epoch Times. Conservative MP Roman Baber, who had come to see the show on March 29th, said he was looking forward to the performance and that its unfortunate audience members have been deprived of their chance to enjoy Shenyang's presentation of classical Chinese dance and music as planned this weekend. "I've been very much looking forward to today's show, and it's regrettable that an apparent bomb threat has derailed the ability to showcase thousands of years of Chinese culture and dance, like it was before communism," he said. "We know that the show is under a lot of Chinese government pressure. Specifically, we know that they made attempts in Ottawa too and were successful at convincing the landlord in canceling the venue." He said such interference isn't acceptable in Canada. "This is most atrocious, especially in the days that we're talking about Chinese interference in Canadian democracy," he said. Organizers say audience members who weren't able to see the show due to the bomb threat will have the option of attending the performance at one of the upcoming shows at the theater, or they can also opt to come to see Shenyang next year. They said the theater will help boost security and have K-9 sweeps conducted ahead of the five upcoming shows at the Four Seasons Performing Arts Center on April 1st and April 3rd to 5th. Shenyang is also set to perform at the Queen Elizabeth Theater in Vancouver April 8th to 12th. Fake threats. Shenyang was recently targeted with another fake bomb threat as it was about to perform at Mississauga's Living Arts Center on Sunday afternoon, March 15th. A spokesperson for the Peel Regional Police, the police of jurisdiction, told the Epoch Times that after officers conducted a search of the property, they determined there was no evidence of a credible threat. The show eventually went ahead after a 1.5-hour delay. Michael Chui, one of the Shenyang organizers in Toronto, said it wasn't the organizers' decision to cancel the show on March 29th because of the threat, which they knew from experience was a hoax like all the others, but rather it was the theater's decision. "Many theaters around the world, including those in Canada, have received many bomb threats," he said, adding that today's disruption marks the first time the show has been canceled over a hoax bomb threat right before the start of the performance. Chui said the CCP's evil nature may not be well understood in Western society, and added that the regime is aiming to undermine and suppress the show with fake threats. "They are just threatening. They dare not take any concrete action," he said. "We must not allow these situations to actually happen, and we should learn from these lessons in the future." Greg Singh, one of the many audience members disappointed about the cancellation, said he was looking forward to seeing the show. "This is so unique. I've seen the on TV, he said. This is culture, this is history. He added that attempts to disrupt the show deprive Canadians of the chance to experience an amazing performance like Shen Yun. This is not right. This is very, very wrong, he said. There's free speech here in Canada. Persecution. According to Shen Yun, its artists follow the spiritual discipline of Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, which the company says is rooted in traditional Chinese culture and incorporates meditation exercises and teachings of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The practice has been persecuted by the CCP since 1999. Announcing the cancellation of the show in a statement, the Falun Dafa Association of Toronto said Shen Yun has received over 150 fake bomb and death threats from anonymous CCP agents over the past 2 years in different countries around the world, including Canada. Many of the threats were sent by email and were written in Chinese, organizers say. Shen Yun showcases the beauty of traditional Chinese culture and the spiritual heritage of China before communism. The show also depicts the persecution of Falun Gong, a meditation and spiritual practice rooted in ancient Chinese spirituality that teaches one to be honest, compassionate, and resilient, the association said. In 1999, the Chinese Communist Party started persecuting Falun Gong because of its independence and spiritual values. Since then, millions of people who practice Falun Gong in China have faced torture, death, organ harvesting, and a massive propaganda campaign by the Chinese Communist Party to hide these crimes. Suppression efforts. Last year, after a series of threatening emails were sent to venues in Taiwan hosting Shen Yun, Taiwan's Criminal Investigation Bureau said a multi-agency investigation traced them to a research facility of Chinese tech giant Huawei in China's HSI An. The Falun Dafa Association of Canada says that while all threats have proven to be hoaxes, they are meant to instill fear and pressure local venues to cancel Shen Yun, as well as undermine democracy in countries like Canada. With threats now explicitly targeting national leaders and parliament, this issue extends beyond religious freedom or artistic expression. The association said in a statement issued earlier this month after learning that the threats against Shen Yun and local organizers and venues had expanded to include Canadian politicians, including the Prime Minister. The RCMP said in a statement to the Epoch Times at the time that the National Police Force takes threats to the security of people living in Canada very seriously and wants to reassure everyone that our primary focus is the safety and protection of the public at all times. Should the RCMP be made aware of foreign interference in Canada, it would be within our mandate to investigate the criminal activities, an RCMP spokesperson said. Absolutely wonderful performance. The many audience members who attended Shen Yun's nearly sold-out shows at the Four Seasons Center on March 28th marveled at the performing arts company's presentation of classical Chinese dance and music. Jonathan Waters, a technology executive and former president of a ballet company, said the Shen Yun artists are amazing. It just grabs you and holds you, he said of the performance. It's absolutely wonderful. We came last year, and we're back here this year also. Zhou Tay, a singer, Hong Kong democracy activist, and former conservative candidate, praised the dancers' precision and dedication. When you watch the choreography, you notice how exact everything is. The dancers land so lightly, but it's clear how much effort and heart they've put into their training, he said. Their full engagement shows me that when people have freedom, they can release incredible potential. A number of MPs who presented proclamations recognizing Shen Yun's 2 decades of artistry said they support the company's mission to revive traditional Chinese culture. Has inspired audiences around the world through classical Chinese dance and music, sharing the richness of traditional culture, artistic excellence, and timeless values. Conservative MP Kostas Menagakis said in a proclamation he presented to Shen Yun's hosts after seeing the show on March 28th. Liberal MP Judy Scrow said in a proclamation welcoming Shen Yun to Canada that when artists and cultural groups face increasing pressure and intimidation beyond national borders, it is especially important that we stand firmly for artistic freedom and cultural expression. Speaking at a reception celebrating Shen Yun on March 28th, Conservative MP Rhonda Kirkland said she previously lived in China for some years and saw the communist regime's repression firsthand. When I lived in China, I witnessed firsthand individuals expressing their beliefs and how they were treated. I saw practitioners taken away and admonished, something that stayed with me and reinforces just how important freedom of belief and expression truly is, Kirkland said. Fellow conservative MP Anna Roberts told Shen Yun and organizers that her party stands with them because we believe that your rights are just as important as everyone else's rights in the world.